Oasis Audio presents The Gifted by Anne H. Gebhardt, read for you by Renee Ertel. A note about the Shakers. American Shakerism originated in England in the 18th century. Their leader, a charismatic woman named Anne Lee, was believed by her followers to be the second coming of Christ in female form. After being persecuted for those beliefs in England, she and a small band of followers came to America in 1774 to settle in Watervliet, New York, and there established the first community of the United Society of Believers in Christ's Second Appearing, more commonly known as Shakers. By the middle of the 19th century, 19 Shaker communities were spread throughout the New England states and Kentucky, Ohio, and Indiana. The Shaker doctrines of celibacy, communal living, and the belief that perfection could be attained in this life were all based on revelations their mother Anne claimed to have divinely received. The name Shakers came from the way they worshipped. At times when a member received the Spirit, he or she would begin shaking all over. These gifts of the Spirit, along with other spiritual manifestations, were considered by the Shakers to be the confirmation of the same direct communication with God they believed their mother Anne had experienced. The Shakers sought a peaceful, simple life by shutting away the world. They were as self-sufficient as they could be, raising their own food and making their own clothes from cloth they weaved and their shoes from leather they tanned. One of their best-known sayings was, "Hands to work, hearts to God." They believed work was a very necessary part of worship. So when their communities grew in population and they had many hands to keep busy, they began to sell the products of their enterprise, garden seeds, brooms, hats, potions, and silk kerchiefs, to mention a few.